It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us on Tabernacle Time this morning. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love given to us in His Word, that God gave His only begotten Son so that we might have everlasting life because Jesus took our place on the old rugged cross, bearing our sins and dying in our place, shedding His blood so we could have everlasting life if we ask Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior. For all of you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. We're so grateful for the fact that you're here, and I hope that you are helping your children get ready to go to church today and that you'll be in God's house as a testimony for what God has done for you. And if you are a mother that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you're not going to church and you're concerned about your children's welfare, we would like to invite you to Tabernacle Baptist Church this morning for Mother's Day services. But before we get into all that and we take a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today, that's Hebrews chapter 9, let's listen to a song by the Rochesters. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Like the Songs That Mama Sang the Best.
When I was just a child, I'd hear my mama sing to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, I love its melody. And the memory so dear sets still apart from all the rest. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And won't you hide me, oh blessed Rock of Ages, the melodious songs of the blessed. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I still like the songs that mama sang the best.
Now I'm a man, somehow it seems time has slipped away, and all that's left of childhood days are precious memories. And the songs that mama sang down through the years have stood the test.
I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And she sang, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, and I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And she sang, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, and I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Mama, what kind of songs are you singing for your children? What will they remember years from now, after you've gone home to be with the Lord? Will they remember the words to Amazing Grace, or Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or The Old Account Was Settled, or Jesus Is the Sweetest Name I Know? Will those be the songs that they remember because that is the one that you sang? The Bible teaches us several places about the new song that we are to sing because of knowing the Lord as Savior. Psalm 98:1 declares, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory." Now, Mother, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know the victory that Christ has bought for you when he saved your soul. Is the song that you are singing reflective of what Christ has done for you? Are you being that motivation for your children to sing the songs of salvation, to sing about the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, to sing about his goodness and the power that's in his blood for salvation? All of these things are necessary. The new song we sing is not only for our benefit, but it is for the benefit of others. And Mother, what greater benefit is there for you to sing about the songs of the Lord, the songs of mercy and grace and salvation? What greater need is there in your child's life than to have the songs that you sing in their memory to recall years later? My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you've not received this gift of salvation, and you don't know this idea about singing the new songs because Christ has not made a new creature out of you, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's Holy Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this special gift that God has offered through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that was offered by the Heavenly Father through his only begotten Son and the shedding of Jesus' blood so that you might have your sins forgiven and be called a child of God. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in our Mother's Day services this morning. We'll be starting with Sunday school at 9:45 this morning, and then we're going to have our morning Mother's Day service at 11 o'clock, and then no evening service tonight, no evening service, but we will meet for our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study at 7 o'clock. Now, my friend, don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, unless you're providentially hindered. Please be with us in Sunday school this morning at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'd like to go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, all one word, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you this wonderful gift of salvation and how you can receive it, and also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive this gift of salvation. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, there you'll find all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. Let's listen to another song by the Rochesters. The name of the second song is titled, I Claim the Blood. Father, do you claim the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to your children? Do you tell them how you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Do you tell your children about where you were when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Because it may not be that you remember the date that you were saved, but you should remember where you asked Jesus to be your personal Savior. Where were you? Could your children tell you your testimony? Could they tell you about when you accepted Christ as your Savior? Because you have claimed the blood in their presence. You have talked about what Jesus has done for you. Now, this song was written to talk about how we can claim victory in our lives because of what Jesus did for us. But are we sharing what Jesus has done for us with our children? Are you doing, mother, what you ought to be doing in the privacy of your own home to be a testimony for the one who saved you, the one that bought you with a price? And I know that not only are we to share what Jesus has done for us, but mother, the Lord also wants you to share your desire to see your children get right with the Lord as well. Listen to this last song by the Rochesters. The name of this song is titled, I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven. Said in Romans 10, verse number 1, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. If Paul had that desire for his countrymen, those that were of his family, Mother, how much more should you have that desire and prayer to see your children come to know the Lord as Savior, to have forgiveness of sins, to miss what sin can do in their lives by yielding themselves to Satan because at an early age they gave their lives to the Lord and missed living in sin. Wouldn't that be something, Mother, if because of your prayer, if because of your desire, if because of your testimony, if because of your songs, that they were able to miss a life that was sold out to sin? Wouldn't it be better, Mother, to see those children grow up and live for the Lord and have joy and be able to share with their children the joy of the Lord that you shared with them when they were small? Mother, and anyone else that is listening, Jesus wants you to know the Lord as Savior. And if you are saved, Jesus wants you to have a burden for those around you, in your family, your friends, your co-workers, so that they might receive Jesus as their Savior too. In Hebrews chapter 9, we have seen that Jesus is the one who brings about the new covenant. It is Jesus, the great high priest, the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, that offers himself as the great sacrifice, the one who would shed his blood, not many times as the priest did in the Old Testament, every year to cover the sins of many. But once Jesus, the great high priest, offered himself as perfect sacrifice, shedding his blood so that we might have everlasting life. As we take a look at verse number 24 so that we can work in context down to verse number 27. Verse number 24 says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he have often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." And just to say this one more time, what this means when he says once in the end of the world is that once Jesus Christ died, shedding his blood, was buried, and then rose again, there will be no other sacrifice that will be accepted by God. In the Old Testament, those Old Testament sacrifices were accepted by the Lord. That was not the final sacrifice. They were not perfect. But when Jesus shed his blood on the cross and then was buried and rose again, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ would bring salvation, everlasting life to anyone who would receive him as Savior. Once in the end of the world, nothing else would ever have to be added to asking Jesus to be your Savior in order for you to be saved. But then we get to verse number 27, and sometimes this is misquoted, so let me read it. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Now, this is not the end of the sentence. God doesn't have to prove that men die. That is evident. Every man that has ever lived has died. There are two exceptions. One is Enoch, who was taken home with the Lord, and the other is Elijah, that was taken up in a whirlwind and was taken up by chariot into the presence of the Lord. Enoch and Elijah. But other than those two exceptions, everyone else has died. You don't need to prove it. You can see it every day. There may be those that live a long life, even up to and a little bit beyond 100 years old, but everyone dies. The longest life that anyone had was in 69 years. And then Methuselah died. Everyone else that was born into this world died. Death is a sure thing. This verse does not prove death, but the writer here is using the fact that death is universal to give another truth. And let me read this in context. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. As sure as it is a universal law that all men die, it is also a universal truth that Christ died for all men. Now, that doesn't make everyone automatically saved, for the Bible teaches that we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing our sin and repenting of our sin, and ask Him to be our Savior. That's John 3:16 and John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. But here in verse number 27, we have the universal truth of death that all men know already. And what is linked to that is the universal opportunity for salvation that Christ has offered to all mankind. Remember, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." And in 2 Peter 3:9, we find, "It is not the will of the Father that any should perish." As death comes to all men, so Christ was once offered for all men, and to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The writer of this verse is saying that Christ's death was universal to take the sins of many. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many men did Jesus die for? He died for all men. Now, according to the Bible, the word man also talks about the family of man. That's the men and women, the boys and girls. Everyone in this world that is born in the world has sinned. And Christ died for those who had sinned, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, so all have the penalty of death upon them. But notice here in this passage of Scripture that He says, "And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Who is looking for the Lord? Is it the lost person? No, they're not looking for the Lord. They want to run away from the Lord. They have fought against the conviction that would lead them to the Lord. It's not the lost that are looking for the Lord's return. It is those who are saved and knows Jesus as their Savior. If you, my friend, have received the Lord as Savior, you need to be looking forward to the fact that He's coming back for you to give you a glorified body, and allow that promise, plus all the others that He's given you concerning how you should live your life for Him, affect you so that you can be what you ought to be for the Lord. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, please don't think that you are too wicked to be saved, or Christ couldn't save you for some reason that you have in your mind, because He had said here, "And unto them that look for Him," if you need to be saved, He'll convict you of sins. And if you'll just call upon the name of the Lord, He will save you. And then you, as a child of God, can look for Him. My friend, if you don't know Him as Savior, confess to Him that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to save you. He has promised, if you'll call on His name, that you will be saved. You shall be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."